The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning glory, America. Bonjour, hi, Canada, to all of my friends, affiliates, everyone watching on Facebook, everyone listening on YouTube or Instagram, or of course, just my regular radio affiliates. Welcome. Voting has begun. So I thought I would give you the short case for voting for Trump, Pence, Republicans in general, Republicans in the Senate, Republicans in your local House election. I want you to frame this. Have Trump and the Republicans helped or hurt you since they assumed office in January of 2017? Or are you the same or worse off than you were then? I think the president and the GOP have mostly helped you. Yes, of course, count in the impact.
We will rejoin Hugh in just a second. In the meantime, let's play you a little bit of video from last night. We are going to go to the Joe Biden town hall where he answered the question that you never want to answer, which is, do I look like a socialist? Cut number 15.
I look like a socialist. Look, I'm the guy that ran against the socialists. Remember, I got in trouble in the whole campaign, 20-some candidates. Joe Biden was too centrist, too moderate, too straightforward. That was Joe Biden. I have taken on the very people that, in fact, we're worried about. I've taken on the Castros of the world. I've taken on the Putins of the world. I've taken on all these dictators. I haven't cozied up to them. I'm the guy that's been straightforward with them. I'm the guy that's let them know it stops here. It stops with me. It stops with me as president. I am no more a socialist than or a communist than Donald Trump is. Well, I won't say it anyway. So they need not worry. Just look at the record. There's not one single syllable that I've ever said that could lead you to believe that I was a socialist or a communist.
It's not a question of whether or not Joe Biden is a socialist or a communist. It's a question of where his Democratic Party has gone. It's gone hard left. I mean, hard left. Joe Biden in Miami yesterday talked about his mask mandate. Here it is, cut number one.
Let me also say at the top, my prayers continue to be with the President and the First Lady for their health and safety, as they, like so many American families, are dealing with COVID-19. I was glad to see the President speaking and recording videos over the weekend. Now that he's busy tweeting campaign messages, I would ask him to do this. Listen to the scientists. Support masks. Support a mask mandates nationwide. Require a mask in every federal building and facility and interstate travel. Urge every governor and mayor to do the same. We know it saves lives. His administration just rejected a mask mandate for public transportation on Friday. The CIA came along and said, we need to be protected. And they said no. I believe that was wrong and not very rational.
All right. No, I don't believe that you're going to be impressed with the idea that he's only going to stop with a mask mandate on interstate travel, whatever that means. I really don't know what that means. He had a couple of weird things in the Miami rally. Here's Joe Biden, cut number two.
Think about this. Wouldn't it be an irony, the irony of all ironies, if on election eve it turned out Haitians delivered the coup de grace in this election?
Haitians deliver the coup de grace. I gather he means Haitian Americans voting. I think that's what he means. Joe Biden also told the Miami rally this, cut number three.
If we win Florida, you've won. You flat won. So, folks, look, the American people, Floridians, folks in Miami-Dade, they're looking to you. You can deliver an awful lot. You really can. But here's the commitment Jill and I make to you, and I mean it. If elected, we'll be back, not the last you hear of me. I've never broken my word in anything I've said. The Congresswoman can tell you that. Because, look, when the community grows, you set an example for other communities that are in trouble, that aren't getting an even shot.
He's never broken his word on anything he's ever said. Never. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. Now, President Obama said that more than Joe Biden said it as vice president, but he did say it a lot. Joe Biden, NBC Town Hall, already played you the socialist. Let's go to where he talks about the crime bill. Cut number 16.
He points out to the criminal justice reform bill, and you and Barack Obama served at a time when you had both houses of Congress and still couldn't get some of these things.
Yeah, we did. We let 18,000 people got clemency.
18,000 people got clemency. It's not the crime bill. He's inverting it. 18,000 people were denied clemency. He goes on to talk about wearing a mask while a mask is dangling from his chair. Cut number 17.
The president's own head of CDC, Dr. Redfield, held up a mask and said, if you put this mask on between now and January, you'll save 100. He said, it's more important than a virus, than a vaccine. You can save more lives. They've laid out University of Washington, one of the great universities that lays out all these projections. They said there could be 200,000 people dead between now and January. And they said, if you wear a mask, you can save 100,000 lives. Now, what is this macho thing? I'm not going to wear a mask. What's the deal here? Big deal. Does it hurt you? Be patriotic, for God's sake.
This is not, I think, persuasive or comforting. I want to play cut 17 again. Joe Biden last night.
The president's own head of CDC, Dr. Redfield, held up a mask and said, if you put this mask on between now and January, you'll save 100. He said, it's more important than a virus, than a vaccine. You can save more lives. They've laid out University of Washington, one of the great universities that lays out all these projections. They said there could be 200,000 people dead between now and January. And they said, if you wear a mask, you can save 100,000 lives. Now, what is this macho thing? I'm not going to wear a mask. What's the deal here? Big deal. Does it hurt you? Be patriotic, for God's sake.
I don't understand what that is. I don't. Maybe you do. I don't. He also made this comment about the president's health care. Cut number 18.
Look, the president, and he should, got great medical care. But that's why I'm arguing from the very beginning of this. Everyone who contracts COVID should have their bills paid for. People can't afford this. And we're in court right now trying to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. Already 10 million people have lost their employer-based insurance, their COBRA-based insurance, 10 million. And they're in court trying to do away with another 20 million who already get it through Obamacare. And in addition to that, 100 million people with pre-existing conditions. You know people have had COVID. I hope you, I'd be wonderful if you didn't. But if you do, you know you end up with heart problems and lung scarring. They become pre-existing conditions. So there's a lot of things we can do. But guess what, folks? If we can spend money giving tax breaks for racehorse, we can give tax breaks for the kinds of things we're out there doing, three martini lunch. God almighty, why can't we, in fact, give a tax break for people a free access to health care if you're in the middle of a COVID crisis?
That's just incoherent. Got nothing to do with the Republican proposal. It's got nothing to do with the Republican plan. No one is talking about taking away coverage for pre-existing conditions. The vice president is incoherent. And then, as Lester Holt remains quiet, the vice president again repeats the distortion of the Charlottesville lie. Cut number 19.
And what happened was, if you notice, there has been sort of a dog whistle out there. That is that everything's about division and hate. The reason I decided to run for office, I hadn't planned on running again. I give you my word, after my son passed, I wasn't going to run again. But when I saw those people coming out of the woods, literally the fields, carrying torches in Charlottesville, screeching that, if you close your eyes, remember what you saw. Their veins bulging, preaching anti-Semitic hate, the same exact language used in Germany in the 30s, accompanied by the Ku Klux Klan. And when a young woman was innocently killed, what was the question asked of the president? What do you think? He said there are very fine people on both sides. No president has ever said anything remotely like that. And so there's this constant dog whistle, and it bothers me a lot.
That is simply a lie. The president went on to say he was not talking about the white supremacists or the neo-Nazi. He said that. Everybody knows that he said that. Every single person knows that he said that. And yet, it was not repeated. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show from inside the Beltway.
Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
800-500-8384.
Welcome back, America. The return of the president to the White House had great effect on the market. They announced early yesterday that the president had recovered sufficiently to return to the White House, receive his last dose of remdesivir there. Looked great last night. I know the media had a fit when he took his mask off. There was no one near him when he took his mask off. It's just, the media is hysterical. But the markets loved his going home. The markets loved the fact that the president got better. I tweeted out, you know, I wonder what Twitter would have been like when Ike had his heart attack and Reagan got shot and Reagan had colon cancer. But I know that when they got better, the world applauded. I know when Reagan got shot and he went to the Congress a month and a half later, he got 2 standing ovations. Now this time the president gets better and basically left-wing media and Twitter melts down. And people online are telling, yeah, but he's got a contagious disease. Ricochets weren't coming around from Reagan. Point is, I mean, they're purposely ignoring the point. We cheer when presidents get better. We used to. But the left wing is unhinged. Media is unhinged. Not all media, of course. A lot of media is unhinged. Jim Acosta, who's been a guest on this show, is simply hysterical. I mean, hysteria has set in some places, and I saw a lot of it yesterday, and that's too bad. I'm just very glad the president's home. I'm glad when everyone recovers. I think we ought to pray for everyone who's got the disease, who has fought it and gotten better, and that their effects remain low, and that those who are going to get it get therapeutics as quickly as the president did. I think we've known how to beat this thing now. We just have to get people to the hospital early. Anyway, the market report is brought to you by Birch Gold. If you're a little unnerved by economies, by markets, etc., you can buy gold from Birch Gold by going to HughGold.com. All one word, HughGold.com. You can text my name, Hugh, to 474747. They'll send you a free information package if you want to roll over some of your IRA or 401k into precious metals. And by this, it means physical precious metal. If you pick up $10,000 of gold, they put $10,000 of gold into a vault and they manage it for you, meaning they shut the door and keep the key and you can get it out when you want it. And its value will be whatever gold's value is when you want it. Gold this morning is at $1,918.20. What's going on around the world? Well, the Japanese and Hong Kong markets are already closed. Japan was up 0.5%. Hong Kong was up 0.9%. England and Germany are open and pretty late in the day there. England is down 0.4%. Germany is down 0.06%, so the German market hasn't moved. In America yesterday, the Dow went up 465 points. The NASDAQ went up 257 points. The S&P went up 60 points. So the market rebounded nicely, as did the president's health. Amazon, the proxy for the tech sector, went up $74 yesterday. And that's a very, very healthy sign that the president is healthy. There's going to be a vice presidential debate tomorrow. I'll be doing the pregame show and a little bit of the postgame show as well. And I hope you will join us on all of these radio stations that are carrying it, really all of them. I think it's going to be important. A reset to the campaign, 30 days to go, right? 4 weeks to go to you begin burning. I mentioned that Jim Acosta went a little bit hysterical. Here's Jim on CNN with Wolf, cut number 10.
Oh, that's right, Wolf. They'll try to ask him some questions as he comes into the White House. But keep in mind, this is not just the president returning to the White House. This may be patient zero. This is the virus coming back to the White House. And I will tell you, Wolf, having been here all day, it is eerily quiet and empty inside the corridors of the West Wing, with Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, testing positive for the virus, two press assistants testing positive for the virus. They evacuated much of the West Wing earlier today. All of those staffers have gone home, just about all.
Aaron Burnett, CNN, cut number 9.
So let me start with you, Dr. Reiner. What we're seeing here really looks like it's like something out of North Korea. The dear leader comes out, right, with the magnificent helicopter entrance and up the stairs and off goes the mask as he pauses, you know, and preens for the shots.
All right, so America, do you agree with that? 1-800-520-1234. Was that like North Korea? What do you think of that? 1-800-520-1234. I like Erin Burnett. Think she's a fine anchor. Is that like watching Kim Jong-un return to whatever he goes to in North Korea? Really? Really? I'll be right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Where do we go?
Welcome back, America. When you vote in a month, I want you to vote against the media. Not all the media. Some of them are my friends and do a great job. I think Chuck Todd does a good job. I think a number of people do a good job in the media. But yesterday, CNN had a mental breakdown. They are broken in their guests and in their hosts. I mean, it's not just CNN, but CNN has really had a mental breakdown. Dr. Megan Ramsey is a guest they brought on yesterday, cut number 7.
And the dexamethasone is known to have mental health side effects. It can cause psychosis. It can cause delirium. It can cause mania. Many of us, I would never want to say that the president is experiencing steroid-induced psychosis, but it is certainly concerning to see some of his actions today in the wake of this potentially deadly diagnosis and infectious disease.
I don't want to say that the president is experiencing steroid-induced psychosis, but boy, he looks like he's... Yeah, honestly, did you hear that? I'll play you Jim Acosta again. This is Jim Acosta talking to Wolf. As the president, who is now healthy, is back at the White House, cut number 10.
Oh, that's right, Wolf. They'll try to ask him some questions as he comes into the White House. But keep in mind, this is not just the president returning to the White House. This may be patient zero. This is the virus coming back to the White House. And I will tell you, Wolf, having been here all day, it is eerily quiet and empty inside the corridors of the West Wing, with Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, testing positive for the virus, two press assistants testing positive for the virus. They evacuated much of the West Wing earlier today. All of those staffers have gone home, just about all.
Then Chris Cuomo on CNN, cut number 12.
He didn't just walk into the White House one time with no mask tonight. He had his video crew capture that stupid scene again so he could put out propaganda, fronting a lie to his people. Once again, just like, don't worry about the mask. Now he says, don't worry about COVID. Don't let it control your life. It's just propaganda. That's all it is. I know this sound to it. I'm not going to play it for you. Why should I? How much bull do you need in your life?
Yeah, bull, you know what he said, bull S, and Chris Cuomo trying to play to an ever-decreasing audience. Don Lemon, our favorite, cut number 13.
I don't want to get in trouble, but I'm just, I have no other way. I got to be honest. It was surprising to me that when this happened, that a lot of people said, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe he has COVID. I think he's faking it. I think he's going to do whatever he can to try to win the presidency. I am, you know, I'm not that cynical. I'm a cynic, but I'm not that cynical.
There's also no proof of him faking it, and the opposite right. seems to have the preponderance
no
of the evidence.
There's no proof of any of it because he won't let the doctors give the information that the American people need to know. So listen,
stop. Do you hear a couple of COVID truthers? Do you hear this? They're just off their rockers, and I like these guys. I know Don. I know Chris. I know my friend Joy Reid. Listen to Joy on MSNBC last night, cut 11.
This is a Mussolini moment. Donald Trump, who looks like he has makeup on, which means somebody
all
had
right,
to get
so
close.
Stop right a Mussolini moment. Now, I raised, back when Trump was running in 2016, I raised in the debate clean room, ought we to raise the question of these comparisons with Mussolini that are going around? And Jake said, no, that's a talk radio thing. Dismissive. And here it is on TV when the president has recovered from a dire disease and rather quickly. But the cake goes to Aaron Burnett. Cut number 9.
So let me start with you, Dr. Reiner. What we're seeing here really looks like it's like something out of North Korea. The dear leader comes out right with the magnificent helicopter entrance and up the stairs and off goes the mask as he pauses, you know, and preens for the shots.
Does anyone have the courage? I didn't watch that. I just got. Did anyone have the courage? Aaron, that's kind of nuts. This isn't North Korea. You can say that and you won't be arrested, taken to a prison camp or shot. The president returned to the White House looking just like he always does, took off his mask and waved, and no one was around him, and everyone should be happy he's well. And you've lost it. Maybe you should go take a rest. Did anyone say that? What did you think of that? Ken in Pennsylvania. Ken, what did you think of that and the whole 72 hours on the media?
Well, in particular, I would like to comment on Biden on the town hall last night.
No, Ken, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking about Aaron and CNN.
I think that all the clips that you played show that the media has lost their mind and over the top and has no basis in what the rest of the world is seeing with what's going on.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Chris in Tampa, Florida. I really, when I ask a question, I don't want you to call up and talk about the price of donuts. Hello, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Hugh.
Good morning.
Yeah, I mean, this media has become, it's like a sickness. I continue to watch Joy Reid say, look at him up there. Look at him on that balcony. He looks like a monster standing up there, almost like he had the Black Plague or something. Excuse me. And then they went on to say how his doctor should resign. I mean, this is beyond journalism. This is pure hatred for Trump, and you can see the disdain towards Trump and the people that support him.
I know that there is a seething kind of destabilization going on in left-wing media. Thank you. Mary in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hi, Mary.
Good morning. Even though it's kind of nutty, I have a friend that watches.
Mary, I got to say, you've called this month, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you only get to call once a month. Thanks, Mary. Got to remember, guys, once a month. Chris in Louisville, Kentucky, 1-800-520-1234. Go ahead, Chris.
The whole media, everything they do is against Trump. Like he could cure cancer, and they tell him it's the wrong thing. It's not a cure. He could find life on Mars. They tell him it's the wrong planet, Mr. President. I mean, nothing he does is ever going to be good enough in their eyes.
Do you know the famous LBJ quote, Chris? LBJ said, I could walk on water across the Potomac and the press would say I can't swim.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Jim Acosta, one of the many times Trump denounced white supremacy and racism and everything, like back in 2017, on Twitter, the president has done away with it, and then now, just a week ago, Jim Acosta said he finally has denounced white supremacy. I mean,
Jim on white supremacy is trailed by his past. Everything's on videotape, and it's pretty funny. Chris, thank you. Terry in Knoxville, Tennessee. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning, Hugh. How are you?
Good.
Hugh, the media is just showing on a daily basis how out of touch they are with the rest of the country. You know, since the pandemic began, I've been living my life exactly the way the president described in that statement last night. I've gotten up and I've taken a risk every day leaving my house to make my business survive and to protect and provide for my family. You know, I've got single mothers that work for me in a business that I own, and they depend on me for their very livelihood. I have to make a payroll every single month. And I've done that since this pandemic began because of my effort and because I took the risk of getting up, leaving my house, socially distancing, wearing a mask when I have to. But the rest of us have got to move on. We cannot bow to this pandemic. If we do, this country's over.
And Terry, we're not going to. I love the president saying that yesterday. I think it, like you, of my friends, Rhett and Irene Rasmussen, who run besthotgrill.com. I saw them when I was in California. My one trip out of the Beltway during the pandemic, I was at California to greet Secretary of State Pompeo at the Nixon Library, and I had dinner with Rhett and Irene outside in the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt. And we talked about how Best Hot Grill has never closed and the extraordinary length to which they've gone to make their workplace safe. They are manufacturing in California, which is almost impossible. Anyway, everyone ought to go to besthotgrill.com and support them and get your backyard barbecue from them or your hibachi or whatever you need, your ever-burning logs from besthotgrill.com. Because of the best products in the world and because they've done everything to stay open like you, Terry. And there are millions of American businesses like you who are doing what you do. And the media wants it. I don't know what the media thinks will happen. They have good jobs making six-figure salaries talking. I do, too. And I'm glad I don't have to go out there and run around running a business that is bigger than five people. Yeah, my production team is five people. So in the morning, the sales staff, Salem's much bigger, but my team is five people. And I'm glad I don't have to worry about 25 people or I don't have any single moms, but I got people who depend upon this show happening. And we got to get it fixed. We got stuff that needs fixed. We can't shut down.
Hugh, what the president said last night was the epitome of what my father taught me. My father was a genius when it came to knowing how to raise an American boy to be an American man. And he said, true courage is the ability to set your fear aside and do your duty.
He was right.
Do your job.
You know what Thucydides said, the Greek historian 2,500 years ago? The secret to happiness is freedom, and the secret to freedom is courage. Thank you, Terry. Michelle in Pittsburgh. Now, Michelle, have you called this month?
I have never called.
Oh, good. You're a different Michelle. Welcome.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So, respectfully, I disagree with you and most of the other callers.
Well, that's fine. We welcome that here, okay. Respectfully.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think Trump makes it difficult to support him. I do support him, but I really wish he would have taken a different tack. I think he's only a few days into this diagnosis, and I hope that he does do well. But it is new, and I think I don't go so far as to think it's dear leader comparison. Those things, yes, those are hyperbolic, and obviously the mainstream media has real issue with, anything that Trump does. But I will say, on a personal level, during a pandemic, I would have preferred to see more of a conservative approach from him, more of a humble approach. I would have liked him to keep the mask on, and I didn't like seeing the photo op of him turning around with the mask off and approaching other people. That's not helpful.
Now, Michelle, I think that's a perfectly legitimate point of view. I do. If I had heard that on the television, I would have said, well, that's a fair point of view. You're not hysterical. You don't hate the president. I do, however, note when Ike was sick in 57, when Reagan, 56, I think he had his heart attack, and then he had another one. when Reagan was shot, when Reagan had colon cancer, whenever a president gets sick and it gets better, we have cheered that. And we can criticize behavior, but I just think it's crazy what's going on in the media. And I appreciate your call and your tone. Thank you, Michelle. Come right back, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway. I want to walk. Welcome. News Talk 103.3 WSGQ. WSGQ in Columbia, Alabama. So I assume these are all Ohio State fans, and I want to welcome them in Columbia, Alabama. We love you, 103.3 News Talk, but you should know that if you're watching on Facebook, WSGQ, occasionally, you know, I'm holding my Buckeyes hat right here, and Coach Urban Meyer, who you may know from his years of dominating Alabama football in both Ohio and Florida, is a listener to the show. But we still love you, and we want you to listen. We want you to vote for Tommy Tuberville down in Alabama. More on that at the top of the hour. Also want to let you know, if you're in Alabama and you're listening for the first time on News Talk 103.3 WSGQ, one of my great supporters over the years, and I have been a great supporter of theirs, is the Alliance Defending Freedom. The Alliance Defending Freedom is the world's best legal defense fund. They support Christians in their defense of religious liberty. They support everybody in their defense of free speech. And over at HughHewitt.com, there are a couple of things this morning. At the very top, you will find a banner headline, "Will You Fight for Your Freedom? Give Now." That takes you to a link for Alliance Defending Freedom's Freedom Fund. They depend on the graciousness of strangers to keep them in the field. I mean, 100-plus lawyers, thousands of lawyers that they train and who give volunteer time to support the churches in their area, people who like Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop, who support the idea that they get to decide what offends their religious beliefs and what doesn't. They support free speech on campus. You know, a Christian student, a Catholic down at Florida State, got shut down for being a Catholic in a Catholic chat room that was private for Catholics only, got thrown out of the school Senate because he supported Catholic doctrine. Sort of like the attacks that will come on Amy Coney Barrett. Alliance Defending Freedom has won 11 Supreme Court cases in the last few years. They support you, and you ought to support them. You can call their number, which is 866-359-9644. 866-359-9644. That will help you. All right, that's what we need. Also want to make sure that you get out there. Go and do it today, please. $10 or $100 or more. We also need you to sign up at KeepAmericaAmerica.com. My new people in Alabama, you got to get out and vote for Tommy Tuberville and for Donald Trump. But we need you to vote up and down the ticket for Republicans, and we need people in Georgia to vote for David Perdue and in Maine to vote for Susan Collins. The Senate is the bulwark. It is the anchor. I have a brand new op-ed in the Washington Post, and I've linked it over at HughHewitt.com. It's too hard to find over at the Post, not on the landing page. It was on the landing page yesterday, and now it's been moved to my column page, and that's hard to find. So just go to HughHewitt.com, and you can click on it from there. It's about Mitch McConnell as the indispensable man. He has kept the Senate moving forward. He's been like Trump's prime minister. The great quartet of Mitch actions are described in my new column. And I may or may not get around to reading it to you, but I want you to go and get the Washington Post column. It's over at HughHewitt.com. While you're there, you can look around for the KeepAmericaAmerica.com banner, or you can just go directly to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Do a little or do your part, but get out the vote. This is a base election. People who've never voted before who love Trump have to think, oh, he won before he'll win again. No, we need you. Even if you didn't vote in 2016, we really need you to come back if you voted for Trump in 2016 because the media hates him. You just heard that. Come out. Come out. Come out wherever you are and vote for Donald Trump. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. And you won't regret it. If you're new as well, SalemNow.com, SalemNow.com. That's where all of the great movies that provide the best in entertainment are available. One Nation Under God now showing over there about a story of David Gutierrez, a single a child from a single mother, single parent home, who went to Lehigh Magnet and defended his faith. Very uplifting. You're going to find out, this is a secular show, it's a news breaking news show. Something happens, I tell you about it. Something happens like not last night, Joe Biden's town hall, or this morning, a recap of how hysterical CNN was last night. I'll tell you about it. But it's a Christian outlook. I've got a Christian worldview. I'm a evangelical Roman Catholic Presbyterian. I'll explain that some other day. But you need to believe that Salem Now has the very best. I want to go out with Lindsey Graham talking to Sean Hannity last night. Cut number 14.
I want you to understand we're going to start the hearings October the 12th, a week from today, safely. If members feel uncomfortable participating in the hearing in person, they can do it virtually. We've done that a bunch this year already in the Judiciary Committee. Judge Barrett will be there in person. I will be there in person. We'll set the room up for social distancing. We're going to move on. And as to Senator Schumer, if you can't see through this, Sean, you're just not looking very hard. I don't remember Senator Schumer asking the protesters to be tested before they came to my house and broke out my window. I don't remember any Democrat worried about testing during the riots. So this is an effort to deflect and delay. It will not work.
It will not work. There will be a vote, and that is the great thing Lindsey Graham said. Vote for Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. I'll be right back with Hour 2 of the U Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.